This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is the Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of our fabulous format. It's the News Talk format, the News Talk world, and the heralding trumpet is sounded by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week, he and his staff go through all of the stories that you're hearing and researching from stations, management folks, hosts, folks from far and wide. This is an important list, and so it appears at talkers.com every weekend for you to peruse, and also it's on our website, the Good Day Show website. So have yourself have a little time to understand what's going on conversationally with your friends and neighbors. So, Michael, you can be the friendly neighbor. Just like Mr. Rogers, you're the Mr. Rogers of News Talk Radio. You can go through the list, the story list, and the people list, if you please.
Okay, all right. I'll jump in here. Otherwise,
got your sweater on.
I may as well continue this conversation. LGBTQ rights at number 10. Number 9, abortion rights. At number 8, race relations and immigration are tied. At number 7, COVID-19, and Biden tests positive is part of that story. Russia-Ukraine war is at number 6. The economy is at number 5. At number 4, we're having a heat wave all around the world, and global warming is brought back to the front burner, no pun intended. Crime and gun control at number 3. Number 2, partisan politics and elections. And number 1, the January 6th committee hearings. And those are basically the 10 biggest stories or a group of stories being talked about in News Talk Radio across America, according to Talkers Magazine. The people that are being discussed as part of those stories. At number 10, we have a tie between Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. Vladimir Putin is at 9. Elon Musk still hangs around. He's at 8. Hunter Biden, the subject of scrutiny, at number 7. Ron DeSantis and Gavin Newsom continue to share a spot together. At this point, it's number 6.
They are a payer.
Mm. At number 5, Dan Cox. At number 4, our friend, Steve Bannon. A friendly fellow.
Your friend, yeah.
And I've dealt with him, and it's not fun. At number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, not to be confused with Kissinger. Mm-hmm. At number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's about the best we can focus the snapshot of this week's conversation on the bellwether of American public opinion, News Talk Radio.
I want to send Steve Bannon to a barbershop, and then I want to give him a bottle of some kind of shampoo. He just looks dirty.
Yeah. Do you think that he is dirty? Do you think that he looks
dirty?
Do you think that he wants to look dirty? Do you think he can't help it? What do you think is the deal with his grooming?
I think that people tell you a lot about themselves by the way they look. I think that's pretty much, you know, what is it? You can't tell a book by its cover. I think in some cases, frankly, you can. And so, draw conclusions. Probably not the most important way of looking or listening to him. Frankly, I think he's passé. I think all of this stuff, with number one, the committee hearings, the stuff that we saw toward the end of the week on Thursday night with all the networks carrying the hearings and the video of Trump. My question to those of you who are Trumpers, how, after all of this, when you see these videos, that you can't, they haven't been edited, they haven't been, I suppose some people are going to claim that they have been. How did the Trumpers hide from this stuff now? And is it taking its toll at the box office, or is it taking its toll when it comes to some of the primaries? I noticed that in Maryland, somebody that Trump supported won the primary, the Republican primary there this week. But then there are people all over the country who are saying, yeah, I'm tired of Trump. He's done. He's finished.
Well, the question is going to be is how do these Trump-supported candidates, how will they fare in the general election?
Right.
That's really the issue.
If they hang their hat on Trump, and after all of this stuff, I wouldn't be hanging my hat on Trump, would you?
I can't speak for these people. I don't hang my hat on any politician.
That's
so.
Yeah,
right. So no, I wouldn't say, but I would say that people don't always think what they say. People harbor, you know, their own thoughts and the sanctity of the voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that when you were a kid, you know, it's what who you vote for is your business. We don't really deal with that as much publicly anymore, but I think privately people still keep it to themselves.
Yep.
And some of the real sharp pollsters say that Biden couldn't get elected dog catcher in America unless he runs against one person. There's only one person Biden could beat, and that, believe it or not, is Donald Trump.
Yeah, great.
So think about what the implications of that.
Mm-hmm.
Are.
And what does that tell you about who really is in charge or who ought to be in charge or who's qualified to be in charge?
But let me tell you what I think about the implications of the January 6th hearing. Here's the committee and the nation are stuck between a rock and a hard place. The rock is, how do we let Donald Trump get away with what are obvious crimes, abuse of power as president, and dereliction of duty, at least, at best, versus the fact that he has a critical mass of followers? Do we Do we let him get away with it? Both have consequences. Mm-hmm. If you take a popular political figure and you put him in jail, or you put him up on crime charges in a jury, you know, in a trial, that will create all kinds of turmoil. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, it will create turmoil. So what kind of crisis are we facing in terms of, you know, the hokey pokey? You put your left foot in, you take your right foot out, then you turn it all about. We're in the hokey pokey, and that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. We're going to twist ourselves into a pretzel one way or the other in terms of our society with this situation.
That's a very interesting and compelling overview of the story, and it is that when you think about it that way, there's no escaping the conundrum, the turmoil this guy has created
around
himself, for himself. It's not about he's not leading the country. He's doing this because this is what he wants to do. He thinks, not that he hasn't accomplished some good things, because he certainly has, but why is he doing it? Is he doing it because he's a great American and he wants to help America? Or is he doing it because this is the last leg of the journey for him? He's done everything else he wanted to. I want to be president now. Okay.
Yeah, and the point is, at what cost? At what cost?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, doing
things... Are you thinking about yourself, or are you thinking about the country?
Right.
That's the question, right? Isn't that the question?
Yeah, well, that's certainly within the GOP. They're saying we can do the things that he did well and avoid the cost of all the things that he did terribly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real discussion going on behind closed doors within GOP circles. You can be sure they want to get rid of him.
Yeah, certainly they do.
But they're facing the same problem.
Up? Yeah. Who,
well, when you
DeSantis
when you super when you
best?
Super well, I mean, some people say DeSantis is Trump with brains.
Hmm. I think Trump has some brains. I just think it's a whole, there's so many more things into the equation besides his brains, where are we?
Integrity.
We've successfully taken a great system and befouled it between social media, the so-called news media that's so biased, so one-sided. People are walking around talking to themselves because they don't really know what the truth is. They don't know what's going on. They know what they think they believe, but then what... You know, with the truth factor, you know, you have Snopes, and supposedly that tells you, nah, that's bias, too. There's not. How do you get away from bias?
Well, there's always been bias. The problem is there has to be bias with integrity. There has to be bias with goodwill. When there's bias with no integrity and bias without goodwill, then you have terminal polarization. Then it becomes a cancer.
You know, Ed McMahon told me once when Richard Nixon asked him to manage his inaugural affair, the big inaugural event, the night of him being put into the presidency, Ed said to me, he doesn't know what my politics are. He just asked me because I was well known. And during his, I was very close, very good friends with Ed McMahon the last 15 years of his life. I didn't know what his politics were. I never asked him. I had my guess because I knew where he came from, but I didn't know. His daughter and I were good friends, and I asked her. She said, he'll never tell you. And Johnny Carson was the same way. People were, they didn't, look at these clowns that are on late night now. It's all about, we're going to get Trump and how funny he is. And they're not funny, and the stuff isn't funny. All it does is tear at the threads of America. It's not constructive. It's not helpful. Does it start with them? No. Do they have a responsibility to take care of us in a way, or to do their jobs in a way that makes it more palatable to just, you know, have to make your observations but not know where you're coming from? It's just so one-sided, so much bashing on Trump. I find it distressing.
Well, you were bashing on Trump a few minutes ago.
I know I was, but it wasn't the same as the guys who go on the air every night and beat him up at everybody's expense. I don't know. I just feel, I hear what you're saying, but I don't feel like I'm doing it the same way they are.
Well, they have bigger audiences than you do.
Yeah, they do. That's true. All right, here's a question. Did you know that two out of three men experience hair loss before they're 35? Do you want to gamble with your hair? You want to flip the odds in your favor and save your hair? Here's a new outfit called Keeps, K-E-E-P-S. They've clinically proven with the hair treatments that are available and FDA approved that they can save your hair. So whether you want to look better, you want to prevent hair loss, you want to stimulate hair growth, whatever it is to take care of your hair, all you have to do is go online to Keeps, K-E-E-P-S.com. And if you got questions, they'll answer it. They're on duty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't have to go to a pharmacy. You don't have to go to a waiting room. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost of other things that are touted as being personalized hair-saving routines. So, again, if you have been sort of, you feel like when balding jokes are around you, you take it personally, you can join the thousands of men who have saved their hair by visiting Keeps.com. That's Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Get 50% off your first order. Keeps, Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. S-T-E-P-H-A-N, spell it out that way. Keeps.com/Doug Steffen. Save your hair.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown
Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with the overview of these top 10 stories. The economy is number 5 this week, and I've noticed not only questions about what's going on with the cost of gasoline and how we've been gouged and how the oil companies have done everything except almost admitted that they're gouging because the impact of the Russian-Ukrainian war. I suppose there are two things here, Michael, number 5 and number 6. People were blaming the war on the cost of gasoline. And so when people are analyzing what really is going on now, the people, the Gas Buddy and those guys that watch the cost of gasoline, it was the gouging done by the major oil companies was outrageous isn't a good enough word for it. Criminal.
Well,
right?
And I thought the oil companies were our friends.
Yeah, yeah, we'll help you go farther and faster. That's what into bankruptcy.
Who's not suspect of being crooked? Who's not suspect of taking advantage? And meantime, if you remember 3 weeks ago, poor President Joe Biden has got his issues. He was ridiculed and made fun of when he said that the gas companies, the oil companies, were gouging. Oh, he's blaming them for his mistakes in terms of the economy.
Well, there's this truth to both sides of that argument because he didn't do enough to make sure that we were we're exposing ourselves to as much oil as we can. We got plenty of it.
The point is, when everybody's wrong, nobody's right. And therefore, it's very easy to blame the other guy. You cherry pick what you want to blame the other guy. You don't talk about your own problems, your own contribution to the problem. And it just goes on and on. That's what we're living in a time where both sides or all sides are blaming the others rightfully. They're picking all the things that they do and they don't look at themselves. That's the problem.
The carcass of the American economy. Okay, so the next big question, which is beginning to emerge for home buyers, is what are you going to do? Because there is a huge shortage of homes in America. That's why there was a housing boom, because the building plus the low interest rates, all of that stuff pushing the purchase and or refinancing of your mortgage. Now you can't do that because the rates are going higher and higher. It was last year at this time, the mortgage rates were at a 22-year low, and now the market is getting sluggish because the rates have gone up. It's not because of lack of desire or need, but people don't feel like the interest rates. I have a floating mortgage on my house, and the interest rate went up to the point where it's cost like $3,000 a month more than it did as we get started with this program. So, hello,
oh my,
hello.
Oh, my God, you poor guy. You're like a poor old man on a pension, on a fixed income. I hope that you're okay. No, but what it does, the whole idea, you used a term that's interesting. You called it the housing boom, like everybody's making money. When the prices go up, that means people can't afford to live, and people who have a piece of property can't afford not to sell, except that they sell, they only have to pay more the next time around.
The next house,
You can't even downsize. You downsize to a house, a lot of retirees want to downsize. You downsize and you pay more for the downsized house than you made on your big house.
But the real estate guy,
everybody loses.
What they'll tell you is you'll make it up when you sell at the other end. But if it's your retirement house and your last house, maybe your children.
There's a lot of people in that situation. Eventually, somebody comes to the end of the line. I mean, you got to eventually hope for a payoff.
Right.
Otherwise, buying a house ain't such a great investment. Because it could be a money pit, as
you're
one
throwing,
of our colleagues.
Right, Tom Kreisler and his money pit show.
Yeah, it's a money pit. If there is not a significant appreciation to your property beyond the obvious, you know, in terms of the value of it, well, if it's holding steady or going down, it costs a fortune to own a house.
Yep, big deal. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen will continue with our countdown in a few moments. Here, 28 after the hour.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
ICE is ramping up deportations as the Biden administration policy awaits a Supreme Court decision. The San Diego Union-Tribune is reporting that ICE is no longer prioritizing the deportation of illegal immigrants with a criminal history and is now arresting illegal immigrants at their scheduled check-ins. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha at the White House podium gives an update on the status of President Biden's COVID diagnosis and treatment.
It's great to see the president doing better. He's doing better because he is vaccinated, he is boosted, he's getting treatment. He is getting world-class treatment, exactly what you would expect for the president of the United States.
He says the president is sleeping and eating. The White House says Biden continues to work in isolation and that his symptoms are improving. USA Radio News. Two men suspected of trafficking fentanyl in the United States skipped their court appearance on Thursday.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each to be held without bond if they turn up on the system. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Investigators have again come up empty in the search for the remains of Teamster Union boss Jimmy Hoffa, who disappeared 47 years ago. The FBI announced on Thursday that a nine-month investigation debunked the deathbed confession by a man who claimed he buried Hoffa's body in a barrel under a bridge in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world, people are listening to this program. Thank heavens for technology, otherwise nobody would know who we were, Michael.
Michael Harrison.
They don't know who we are anyway. Well, they know our names. They need to know too much more about us than that. We're here to be, we are conduits of classic information here. The charts for the week of July 18th to 22nd being discussed by Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen, who's the host of all kinds of programs.
So, is that who you are?
I guess I am. I do this one and I do that one. I was doing this morning, this actually, earlier today I did a little piece for the American Family Farmer Show, which is basically a creation of you, encouraging me to do this.
And it's a great show, so, and you do a fabulous job on it.
Well, it's a passion, you know, it's one of those things that has come as a result of what I do beside this radio program. I have a farm, and the things that are a part of the farm are so important to me, and you recognize the passion when I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
And so you said, let's do a program on the farm. So, and I was, one of the things I was putting together this morning was a story on research that's been done that shows how humans interact with plants. And, you know, we actually did a story for the Farm Show this week on how being around animals helps to relieve stress. So this is just one step further. Plants can decrease stress and anxiety, increase life satisfaction, contribute to creativity and productivity. And what's gotten in the way of it is the heat wave, which is number four this week on the countdown list. The problems of global warming and where the weather is horrible and where it's hot, and we have, it seems, the extremes. Each time we talk about them, the extremes are more extreme.
Right.
So, you know, what do we do to, can we use that to our advantage? And in the case of the heat waves, yeah, but the plant world and the animal world is suffering because of the heat, not enough water. And, you know, there are a lot of people that go to the altar of global warming and climate change and say, look at this, it's all our fault, which is nonsense in my book. But anyway, so what do we do to put a good spin on something like this, Michael?
How is it going on global warming? Maybe it is partially our fault. We should at least be open to the idea. I think that the human race has a tremendous impact upon that which we call reality. I mean, we move mountains. We have an effect on on the environment. Look at the skyline of cities. Those are created by those little ants we call humans.
Yeah.
So we do have an impact on things. Of course, what that impact is should be the subject of studies and discussion, not political weaponized debate. That's the problem, you know. Don't get me started.
No. Well, I think what I want to do is go back a little bit, or let's look at number 9, which is the continuing conversation about Roe v. Wade and abortion rights. You saw this week that a lady that runs a clinic has started a GoFundMe page to raise $20 million to buy a boat, a ship, a cruiser, and convert it to a health clinic and go out into the federal waters, or not federal waters, what am I saying?
International waters.
Right. And provide surgical abortions, contraceptives, testing, treatment for things, vaccination, and they're going to start in the Gulf Coast, but they got to be 200 miles off the coast of the of whatever, so you take a boat to get out there or a helicopter or something. I'm betting that that a lot of people will take advantage of this, but isn't it kind of sad that it has to get to this? It's kind of human creativity that makes this possible, but the other side of it is, what a shame.
Well, I tend to find that both sides in that debate are very passionate about their point of view.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And nobody is doing it because they want to be evil. Nobody's doing it because they want to hurt anybody. Both sides are viewing it from a different perspective and ultimately a different theological opinion. And it's a very difficult debate to pick sides in if you want there to be, unity and have us be able to exist together in terms of that polarization. But I don't think anybody is for or against abortion because they're a bad person.
Well, no, I don't either. I just think that whatever it is that drives you, I think some of the people, the way their tactics kind of reminds me of January 6th, there are bad, the bad tactics that are being used to curb the rights of people, I suppose. And again, I mean, what is it? Whose right is it? And blah, blah, blah.
That's the point I made. I mean, it's again, the rights of, it's almost, there's no clear-cut answer to this issue because there are mysteries to existence that we don't have a clear-cut consensus about. We don't all have the same religion. We don't all, worship the same God. We don't all have the same view of what it is to be alive and when life begins and the role of the government in protecting life. So the abortion issue, you know what it is also? It's very hard to legislation to create laws that are largely unpopular.
It, right.
Sometimes you have to go beyond the law and use social pressure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it has to become a cultural thing rather than a legislated thing. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to have prohibition. It's very hard to tell people you can't drink. It's very hard to tell people you are not allowed to have an abortion. There are certain things that there's a critical mass of people that feel one way and the other. And when you have that situation, the laws are almost impossible to enforce, and they create black markets. It has nothing to do with what's right or wrong, moral or immoral. It has to do what's doable in terms of a organized society. And that's something I figured out years ago. And this, the abortion situation is just that.
Pretty amazing. That puts a very interesting perspective on stuff in a way that people don't think about it. All right, let me go one step further with this sort of a discussion. Number 3 this week is crime on the story list from Talkers. You and I both live in Massachusetts, at least part of the year. And this week a judge has ruled that life sentences without parole that are handed down to anybody who's under 21 years of age are unconstitutional. Therefore, judges are being instructed when there is a charge against an 18-year-old, and they treat them, you hear this all the time, whether it's on television or read it in the newspaper or whatever, this child, 18, 15, whatever, is going to be treated as an adult. Well, that's okay until you get to sentencing. If the judge says, I'm going to sentence you because a lot of murderers are sentenced to life without parole, if you're under 21, you get convicted, you no longer will be able to do that. No more sentences, life sentences without parole. So what is that a deterrent? Does that make it easier? Do people think about it? I often wonder that. Do criminals even care about what judges say? You know, they supposedly when you send somebody to jail, it acts as a deterrent. I don't think people pay any attention to that stuff at all. Do you?
To one extent or another, no. I do think some people, you know, will not do certain crimes so as not to pay the penalty. But no, I think a significant number of criminals don't think about the consequences. Mm-hmm. They just don't think about it. And it's especially hard for somebody who's 18 years old or 19 years old or 16 years old to think in terms of a lifetime. Their view of time and their view of the future is very different from somebody who's 40 or 50 years old.
Yeah, it just really is amazing how things have changed, though, so much. It used to be when you were, you know, 100 years ago, when you only lived to be 60, that at 18 you were a man. And, you know, how many, like Billy the Kid, he started shooting people when he was 15, 16. And so that, you know.
He was a prodigy.
Yeah, child prodigy and murder department. So here we go with the this week. This past week, we had the world. What was the batting championship? And then we had
the home run derby.
Is kind of fun, and the All Star game. The American League won that. And then when you look at sports, and I know you love football, apparently some of the camps are opening up now. Can you imagine putting on a football uniform with all those pads and stuff for the heat that we are having?
It's dangerous, and football players die.
Yeah.
There are a number of cases, I don't know how many, not just in the pros, but college and high school players die. They just drop dead from the heat in those uniforms. Very difficult. That's also why the New England Patriots always lose in Miami, because they can't take the heat. They lose to Miami even if Miami is terrible. The only team that has beaten them more than they have is Miami, because they can't play in the heat. It's harder to play in the heat than it is to play in the cold.
And if you can't stand the heat, the old expression. All right, so that's what's happening. You're going to be hearing us talk more, I'm sure, about football as we get closer to the season. It doesn't seem possible. We're in the middle of the summer already, 2022. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen back with a focus of what Michael is doing with his Michael Harrison interview this week right after these words. The People List from Talkers Magazine, published at Talkers.com every week and also at GoodDayShow.com every week, includes a number at number 10 of Democratic congresswomen. I think there's one man and 13 women who were all arrested for protesting at the Supreme Court this week. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin is number 9. Elon Musk is 8. You see the picture of him with the actress Christine Brzezinski looking at him? that was quite a moment. Hunter Biden is 7, speaking of moments. There's a tie for number 6 between Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, and Gavin Newsom, governor of California. They think they're going to be the standard bearers for their parties. Good luck, boys. Dan Cox is 5. Steve Bannon is 4. Liz Cheney is number 3 on the list, just above Donald Trump, who's number 2, and Joe Biden, as you might expect, number 1. He's got COVID, and that seems to be the big story about him this week. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Paid for by Government Proof.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of July 18th to the 22nd. We go through this list, story list, people list, at least officially once during the course of the program, so you get the gist of, you know, what stories we may or may not have time to talk about. The rights of special interest groups at number 10. The rights of those who want to seek an abortion, number 9. The rights of people in our country who are being affronted by illegal immigrants is 8. COVID is 7. What's going on with Russia and Ukraine is number 6. Our economy is 5. The heat wave is 4. Crime is 3. The political elections, I suppose maybe more, not just what's going on in America, but around the world, elections in Italy and England, big subject of conversation, that's number 2. And number 1, without question, people paying attention to the committee hearings, January 6th hearings. That's the story list from Talkers.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, back with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This week, the MH interview focuses on a fellow doing a program on a station in Memphis. It's been around a long, long, long time. This is a great, this is one of those stations that played rock music. The AM station played rock music back in the day.
The now Mighty 990.
Yep. All right, so who did you talk to and what did you get?
It's KWAM. The guy's name is Tim Van Horn, and he's a fascinating individual. He's a family man. He's a pillar of the community. He's a man of faith. He's a great father. He's just the nicest guy in the world.
Is he tolerant?
Very, very understanding, very open to discussion. It's a wonderful discussion. Part of it, we talk about the history of Memphis music. Part of it, we talk about what it's like to raise a child in today's noisy world. Mm-hmm. And part of it is a little bit about what it's like to do radio on a local level. And it's wonderful. I'm very, very proud of it. It's fascinating. And people can hear it at MHInterview.com.
All right, there's something else that you can see at Talkers.com this week. A picture of Michael Harrison way back when. When I saw this the other day, I just chuckled because one of the great rock and roll disc jockeys in New York, Don K. Reed, passed away this past week.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of radio tributes from those of us who have been around for a long time. Michael worked with Don K. Reed, so he published a picture of him and Don K. Reed as they were coming up, what was it, a Long Island station?
This is way at the beginning, way before Don K. Reed worked in New York. And I was the program director. I turned him into a rocker. And he
Did
was
you?
The morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I sort of discovered Don K. Reed. And it's a picture of the four of us, the original staff of WLIR, in the winter of 70-71.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many years ago that was. On the roof of the building, we looked like the Dave Clark Five.
Yes. Your hair, those trench coats.
Yes.
Yeah. Avail yourself of that. You want to smile, folks. Just go to talkers.com and you can go through all the things, the events of the week and news of the week about management, about hosts, and get down to the picture of Michael.
My head was twice the size.
Yeah. Well, what it does, though, it brings us around to understanding, once again, that the best of the talk world are
comes
people who have
radio.
Had music
background. Those of us who've had that. Yep, exactly.
Including Rush Limbaugh.
Yep,
take
Limbaugh
care.
Is good at it. Yep, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the professor of law at Bentley University, who's a leading expert when it comes to scams. We call upon Steve every week to give us some background info, legal info, on the stories of the week. So the number one item this week on the charts is the January 6th hearing. Liz Cheney says that the Trump election lie has been weaponized. Trump and his followers are using this lie to turn patriotism into a weapon against the Constitution. What do you see happening as a result of all of this?
You know, I actually agree with her. And I think when you're looking at a legal basis, there was a lot of supported evidence and testimony that just came out of this hearing that shows that it totally was a lie as far as Trump, not winning the election. And yet there are candidates that still push this. There are lawyers that push this. You know, it kind of reminds me of an old Groucho Marx thing. It's like, who are you going to believe, me or your own lying eyes? And unfortunately, you cannot have a functioning democracy unless people agree on the facts. And, you can have your opinions, but not your own facts. And the fact that there are numerous people who are still buying this lie threatens democracy. And it has been weaponized by some people who take the feeling that many have of outrage against government in general and looking for these conspiracies that aren't there. So I think it's serious. I think criminal charges should be brought in many instances. Rudy Giuliani, for one, is about to be indicted in Georgia.
But he was drunk. Come on, give the guy a break. He was drunk.
He probably was, but the bottom line is, and Rudy's had legal action taken against him by the New York Bar Association. You take an oath, and you don't lie in court. And there have been instances where you've seen some of the lawyers who have gone to court misrepresenting evidence. That's serious stuff. The courts shouldn't be putting up with that. So, yeah, this is an existential crisis for the country, I think.
All right, here's another example of how things are getting out of control. This week, there was a debate, the governor's race in New York. The guy who's running as a Republican, his name is Lee Zeldin. He's running against the current governor, Kathy Hochul, and one of her supporters ran onto the stage and went after this guy Zeldin with a knife, tried to stab him. This is the kind of stuff, and I think you can thank the outrage of January 6th or other things like this that have happened that seem to give people license. Okay, we're going to have a protest. I'm bringing my knife.
The acceptance of violence that we have seen is just, it is horrendous. And we've seen it, like you said, this was an attack with a knife, guns. Frankly, Pat Benatar, the great singer,
yeah,
will not
right.
sing the song now, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. But the problem is that, to a great extent, we have, as a society, started to tolerate this kind of violence. And that's another scary element, and that's where, again, as far as the judicial system, that guy attacking, you know, a candidate, I don't care what the motivation is, it is intolerable, and that guy should be doing a lot of time in jail.
Yep. All right, so speaking of that, the abortion rights people trying to find every way they can to have freedom, and then the people on the other side are trying to take them down wherever they can. So what do you make legally of this GoFundMe account that was started this week to raise $20 million to have this doctor, I think she's from Dallas, buy a ship and put it out there and offer any kind of clinical needs that people have, women have? You can't touch anybody in international waters, right? There's no way. Is there any way people can pass a law that makes that illegal?
Not that would hold up, although you really can't tell with this Supreme Court. I think that, you know, I understand the frustration there. I also understand the position of those who are anti-abortion, because they believe that it is murder and this isn't something you can necessarily compromise on. But I think the place to go is not to the courts, it is to the legislatures. And it does appear a majority of people are in favor of abortion rights. Get the laws changed in your state.
All right, there you go. All right, Stephen J. Wiseman, who is our college pro and our legal pro and just he's a pro.
All pro.
He's here. Yeah, all pro. That's it. He's our all pro lawyer here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.